ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter number 3, Text number 7 and 8. Number 8 is written here. So, this is about the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. And the verse is indicating the secret of His identity. And we must know about Him. After the Kinnaras and the Gandharvas began to sing auspicious songs, the Siddhas and Charanas offered auspicious prayers, and the Vidyadharis, along with the Apsaras, began to dance in jubilation. Mumurchur munayo devaha sumunansi mudanvitaha mandamandam jaladhara jagjur anusagaram nishithe. Can speak? Repeat after me. Nishithe. तमह उद्भुते जायमाने जनार्दने देवक्याम देवरूपिन्याम विष्णुः सर्वगुहशाया आविरासित यथा प्राच्याम दिशि इंदु इव पुष्कलाः. निशिथे तमोद्भुते जायमाने जनार्दने देवक्याम देवरूपिण्याम विष्णु सर्वगुहाशयः आविरासिद् यथा प्राच्यम् दिशि रिन्दुर् इव पुष्कला. निशिथे तमोद्भुते जायमाने जनार्दने देवक्याम देवरूपिण्याम विष्णु सर्वगुहाशयः आविरासिद्यथा प्राच्याम् दिशिन्दुर इव पुष्कलः. निशिथे तमोद्भुते जायमाने जनार्दने देवक्याम देवरूपिण्याम विष्णु सर्वगुहाशयः आविरासिद्यथा प्राच्याम् दिशि रिन्दुरैव पुष्कलः. Seventh verse is translated. The demigods and great saintly persons showered flowers in joyous mood, and the clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of the ocean waves. Nishithe. Late at night. Tamah udbhute. When it was densely dark. Jayamane. on the appearance of Janardane, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Devakyam, in the womb of Devaki. Devarupinyam, who was in the same category as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ananda Chinmay Rasapratibhavita Abhis. That is the equivalent of who is in the same category as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, Sarva Guhashayaha, who is situated in cores of everyone's heart, Avirasit, appeared, Yatha, as Prachyam, Dishi, in the east, Indu Eva, like the full moon, Pushkalaha, complete in every respect. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is situated in core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night, like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Sri Krishna. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 37th verse, Ananda Chinmay Rasapratibhavistabhis Tabir Evan Yah Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Khilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. This verse indicates that Krishna and his entourage are of the same spiritual potency, Ananda Chinmay Rasa. Krishna's father, his mother, his friend and cowherd boys and the cows are all expansions of Krishna, as will be explained in the Brahma Vimohan Leela. When Brahma took away Krishna's associate to test the supremacy of Lord Krishna, the Lord expanded himself again in the forms of as many cowherd boys and cows, all of whom, as Brahma saw, were Vishnu Murtis. Devaki is also an expansion of Krishna, and therefore this verse says, Devakyam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarva Guhashayah. At the time of the Lord's appearance, the great sages and the demigods, being pleased, began to shower flowers. At the seashore, there was the sound of mild waves, and above the sea, there were clouds in the sky which began to thunder very pleasingly. When things were adjusted like this, Lord Vishnu, who is residing within the heart of every living entity, appeared in the darkness of night as the Supreme Personality of Godhead before Devaki, who appeared as one of the demigoddesses. The appearance of Lord Vishnu at that time could be compared to the rising of the full moon in the sky on the eastern horizon. The objection may be raised that since Lord Krishna appeared on the eighth day of the waning moon, there could be no rising of the full moon. In answer to this, it may be said that Lord Krishna appeared in the dynasty which is in hierarchy of the moon. Therefore, although the moon was incomplete on that night because of the Lord's appearance in the dynasty wherein the moon is himself the original person, the moon was in an overjoyous condition. So by the grace of Krishna, he could appear as the full moon. To welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the waning moon became the full moon in jubilation. Instead of Devarupinyam, some texts of Srimad Bhagavatam clearly say Vishnu Rupinyam. In either case, the meaning is Devaki has the same spiritual form as the Lord. The Lord is Satchidananda Vigraha and Devaki is also Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore, no one can find any fault in the way the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchidananda Vigraha, appeared from the womb of Devaki. Those who are not in full knowledge that the appearance and disappearance of the Lord are transcendental, janma karma cha me divyam, are sometimes surprised that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can take birth like an ordinary child. Actually, however, the Lord's birth is never ordinary. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is already situated within the core of everyone's heart as Antaryami, the Super Soul. Thus, because he was present in full potency in Devaki's heart, he was also able to appear outside her body. One of the 12 personalities is Bhishma Dev. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 9th chapter, 42nd verse, Bhishma, a great personality to be followed by the devotees, says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in core of everyone's heart, just as the sun may be on the everyone's head. Yet although the sun may be on the head of millions and millions of people, this does not mean that the sun is variously situated. Similarly, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has inconceivable potencies, he can be within everyone's heart and yet not situated variously. Ekatvam anupashyataha. This is said in Ishopanishad 7th verse. The Lord is one, but he can appear in everyone's heart by his inconceivable potency. Thus, although the Lord was within the heart of Devaki, he appeared as her child. According to the Vishnu Puran, there was, as quoted in the Vaishnava Toshani, the Lord appeared like the sun, anugrahasayash. And Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 35th verse, confirms that the Lord is situated even within the atom, that andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. He is situated in Mathura, in Vaikuntha, and in the core of heart. Therefore, one should clearly understand that he did not live like an ordinary child in the heart or womb of Devaki. Nor did he appear like an ordinary human child, although he seemed to do so in order to bewilder asuras like Kamsa. The asuras wrongly think that Krishna took birth just like an ordinary child and passed away from this world like an ordinary man. Such asuric conceptions are rejected by the persons in knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ajo apisan avyaya atma bhutanam ishvaro apisan. In Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 6th verse, the Lord is Aja, unborn, and he is the supreme controller of everything. Nonetheless, he appeared as the child of Devaki. This was described the inconceivable potency of the Lord who appeared like the full moon. Understanding the special significance of the appearance of the Supreme Godhead, one should never regard him as having taken birth like an ordinary child. Om Madhyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshulmilitam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Again the translation of 7th and 8th verses. The demigods in the and the great saintly persons showered flowers in the joyous mood, and the clouds gathered in the sky and very mildly thundered, making sounds like those of ocean waves. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart, appeared from the heart of Devaki in the dense darkness of night. Like the full moon rising on the eastern horizon, because Devaki was of the same category as Shri Krishna. In the previous verses of the preparation for the Lord to appear after tracking the embryo, the seventh embryo of Devaki into the womb of Rohini. Nonetheless, in within a short time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is appearing in the heart of Vasudeva. Vasudeva was in complete, pure state of existence, fully realized, fully saturated with the love of Godhead, everything for a perfect devotee who is capable to bring down the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to speak, his love was so much intensified in the paternal that he was in the climax of his pure devotional spontaneous service. At that moment, it is said, the Lord appeared in the heart of Vasudeva. Right? Now, this is also understood to be samyak vyavasthiti or equivalent positioning of the soul in the purest consciousness. Purest consciousness. The Lord is said to be in purest consciousness, and He is the consciousness of all individuals' consciousness. And He remains always in the purest state. That is called Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Vishuddha Sattva is a state of purest consciousness. Shabdam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. Vasudev is begetting Vasudev. It means that the Lord is appearing in the core of his consciousness in as he is. So the Lord from his heart was transferred in the heart of Devaki. Subsequently, because that is the process of initiation, Vasudeva initiated Devaki and transferred the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the purest conception through his pure consciousness in the heart of Devaki, who is also subsequently in the purest existence. So, Lord Shiva is confirming this by telling Parvati that this Visuddha Sattva is on whom I am meditating. I am meditating all the time on this Visuddha Sattva state. Visuddha Sattva is achievable by all those who are conscious. Therefore, it is applicable to even dogs and hogs. The Visuddha Sattva state is existing in the Dham. Visuddha Sattva state is existing in our interactions with each other in the Dham. Those who are coming into the Dham, they are also influenced by the Visuddha Sattva consciousness of the Dham. Only thing is that if we are fortunate enough to come, we have to develop that by preventing ourselves from committing all the kinds of aparadhas. Lord Brahma, in whose line we are getting this knowledge, he himself tells in Brahma Samhita that maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute traigunya tad visaya veda vidayamana sattva avalambi par sattvam visuddha sattvam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajana. Material existence gives us accessibility to enter into the realm of Visuddha Sattva. What a great fortune we have in this Kali Yuga. It was damn difficult in Satya Yuga because austerity, tapascharya was the means for time pass for unlimited, uncountable years, some 100,000 years. Oh my God, what a long life. And that you have to do severe austerity to develop some kind of purity. But Chaitanya Charitamrita Gar says that only after getting properly purified they are eligible to receive the pure holy name of the Lord. So by the mercy of the holy name in Satya Yuga, this was possible to go back home, back to God. What a grueling way to go. Long time, long endurance, physical miserable infliction, miseries inflicted physically, knowingly. That was the means of salvation. In Treta Yuga, 10,000 years of longevity would require expertise in the Vedic knowledge for fire sacrifice, and especially Yajurveda, the homam and everything so expertly. And one cannot do alone. You require four people. So even though they are so expert in their individual branches of performance of fire sacrifice, Nonetheless, they have to be master. So they will be able to evoke the result of even a sacrificed animal at the end of this fire sacrifice and send him either directly go back home, back to Godhead, or and give him a higher birth. The demons would harass in Satya Yuga more than in Treta Yuga. The Treta Yuga demons, you can see in the history, Ravan and his old cohorts. In Satya Yuga, they were Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They are not ordinary demons. They are the sum total of demoniac activities. So, what a grueling way to get salvation on one's own individual desire or the efforts. In Dwapar Yuga, some was mild, but even 1,000 years of longevity would need you to work hard and remain opulent. The standard of opulence in Dwapar Yuga, the Charvak Muni wanted to imitate. Rinam Gritva Dritam Pivet Javat Jivet Sukham Jivet. That standard of happiness was supposed to be based on sumptuously eating very, very opulent, sattvic food. Nobody knew at that time the heart arteries will be clogged or anything. But they were living for 1,000 years. So they need to put a lot of opulent seva, paricharyatmakam. Paricharya is also like direct service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dvapari paricharyayam. Paricharya means to serve the Supreme Lord with all his might and opulence that he has accumulated for all these years. So beautiful temple the service to the Vigraha of Lakshmi Narayan, like Vaikuntha Seva. The Vaikuntha was brought in the temple itself. Lot of gold and opulent services. Last time when we spoke about Thiruvananthapuram, Anantapadmanabha Swami has so much gold. It is nothing if you think of Dwapara Yuga. We got in Kali Yuga a little bit, and people are so much flabbergasted, you know. Anyway, the idea is that where is the accessibility of becoming on the platform of Vishuddha Sattva? You cannot think of it. Even the Lord was very, very perturbed when Kali Yuga began, that there are no means of salvation. Yajna Dana Tapakriya is only meant for the first three yugas. And Kali Yuga, how could it be? But nonetheless, the Supreme Absolute Truth representing himself, expanding himself in everyone's heart as Paramatma. But his indirect influence as Brahma Jyoti is also penetrating the material creation. Therefore, he is able to reach in each and every atom, within the atom, and also in every living entity's heart as individualized Paramatma. Even though the Lord, who is transcendental personality of Godhead, is becoming accessible, in Kali Yuga we are so disqualified. How is it possible to understand? So the Lord was himself very perturbed, and according to Chaitanya Charitamritakar Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he said Radharani came to his aid and told Lord Krishna, I know what you are thinking and you are not going to take me along with you, but nonetheless I will be covering you, I will be protecting you, I will be supporting you all the way through my complexion and bhava. This is how the Lord advented as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. So we see the Lord becomes so much merciful, and he came to deliver his own name for the fallen souls to such a pit that there is no prescribed method of the three yugas going to be applied. So only the holy name alone can be directly invested as the only means of salvation. And that to be so profusely to be distributed without knowing who is qualified and who is not qualified. Because Kali Yuga makes everybody disqualified if they happen to take birth in this age. Till 435,000 years. Sorry, 432,000 years. And within this few short years of just 500 years, the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is being brought down, resurrecting the Krishna Tattva through the writings of our acharyas. To not only present him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the first time in the history or written history, but also to give direct access to participate in this most profound movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. Why? Because the movement is on this platform of Vishuddha Sattva. Therefore, nobody can interject, interpolate, or misinterpret anything. And Srila Prabhupada was so protective, so protective. We don't have to invent anything, even though our nature is very inventive. Prabhupada said, just shut up and follow as I do. Do as I do. Speak as I speak. You don't need anything. I am giving you everything in my books. So, do you think Krishna Tattva will remain obscure, through which we are supposed to understand that Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Srila Prabhupada's purport, not purport, purport are very conducive to establish him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but his introduction in Srimad Bhagavatam itself will spell out this Krishna Tattva. Very first beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam introduction is very profound to understand. It is very simple. It says, Prabhupada writes, right from the core of his heart, which is on the platform of Vishuddha Sattva. He writes, the conception of God and conception of absolute truth are not on the same level. The Srimad Bhagavatam hits this on the target of the absolute truth. The conception of God indicates controller, whereas the conception of absolute truth indicates the samam bonan, or the ultimate source of all energies. There is no difference of opinion about the personal feature of God as the controller, because a controller cannot be impersonal. Of course, modern government, especially democratic government, is impersonal to some extent, but ultimately the chief executive head is a person. And the impersonal feature of government is subordinate to the personal feature. We remember in early days, in late 70s in New York, whenever we wanted to invite the government officers from India especially, like the Consulate General, to participate in our Rath Yatra, they were flatly denied. Oh, we cannot do, even though I am a Hindu, but as a government servant, I am not supposed to participate in any religious festivities, because otherwise they will misunderstand that we are siding. How is it possible? They were acting very impersonally. But now, enough preaching has been done. Not only the consulate general, but the Indian cabinet has a very good impact on Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And everybody, we witnessed that they personally took interest in the court cases of Russian banning Bhagavad Gita in the last couple of years. So you can understand, at that time, government was behaving very impersonally. But because they are controller, they themselves are personalities, why do they bar or negate the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which they believe but they cannot execute? What kind of farce is this? That is called Mayavad. So, without a doubt, whenever we refer to control over others, we must admit the existence of personal feature. Because Bhagavad Gita, there are different controllers of different managerial positions, there may be many small gods. According to Bhagavad Gita, any controller who has some specific extraordinary power is called Vibhuti Mat Sattvam, or the controller empowered by the Lord. There are many Vibhuti Mat Sattva or controllers or gods with various specific powers, but the absolute truth is one without a second. This Srimad Bhagavatam designates the absolute truth or the Samam Bonam as Param Satyam. Param Satyam, the Satyam means Tattvam. Param Tattva means Param Satya. Satya and Tattva are known different. Tattva may be an indirect way, but if it requires to be realized. You have to make an effort to realize it. The Tattva. What is the core of the subject is called Tattva. But Satyam means factual. And it is always the winner. It is not imaginary. Satya has a meaning, it's a directly realized Tattva. And for knowing this absolute truth, you must approach a bona fide spiritual master and serve him manually and ask pertinent question. Pariprasnena sevaya. Pariprasna means repeatedly asked till you are convinced, because it's not an ordinary truth, it is the absolute truth. And because the spiritual master has seen or realized the absolute truth, he will impart you this evil. So therefore, Krishna Tattva has to be imparted. Just like Vasudev imparted Krishna Tattva into the heart of Devaki by initiation, the same process has been asked to be imparted in the process of initiation. Even though one may not be realized, but if one follows this path chalked out, or the process chalked out, he is equally accessible to the realization. One must follow. Srila Prabhupada humbly presented this. I may not be perfect, but the path I follow is perfect. So there is every hope that we must cling to the path which is given by Srila Prabhupada. Do not invent or invite anybody who is not on this path. Even though he may have a different chamber or house. We have to be very protective to the process. This process is called dharma. Dharmo rakshati rakshita. If we protect the purity of the process, which is so perfect, then we will be protected. Otherwise, we are inviting doom. So therefore, the conception of God and conception of the absolute truth, and absolute truth is developing. It is found in Upanishads, in the pages of the Vedas, but so hidden, but it has to be gradually brought out. But to be brought out into ultimate glory of personality is only achievable through pure devotional service, which is simply indicated by the practices of the Mahajanas. And nobody wanted to follow Mahajana. Rather, they were following Mahajana to harass them by begging material benefit. So all the demigods and some of them are pure devotees and Mahajanas, and yet they are not being worshipped in their glory of pure devotion. Rather, they are being simply harassed for material benefit. So the idea is that the absolute truth will be declared in Srimad Bhagavatam as the Supreme Personality of God. We never heard this word even in our times when we were studying. Sri Bhagavan Vachan, everybody was Bhagavan. So what is the difference? Nobody was there to explain this tattva. Even though Krishna is declaring that tattva and the process to go to a spiritual master and ask pertinent question, and he will impart you because he has seen the truth, Krishna himself has to declare, look, this is the absolute truth. What is it? Na punarmoham evam yasyasi pandava. Yad gyatva na punarmoham evam yasyasi pandava. Once you have been shown that absolute truth by your spiritual master and you became knowledgeable, then you will know this thing only. But the symptom of that your knowledge will that you will never be illusioned again. You will never be illusioned again. Na punarmoham evam vyasasi pandava. Etanya bhutanya sheshani drakshat anmat atmanyathomai. All these living entities are but my part and parcel, that you are seeing them. But without exception, Asheshani, they have been created by me, or they are my expansions, and they are within myself. They are not going away from the purview of my jurisdiction. Therefore, I am the absolute truth personality of Godhead. What a bold declaration. No other literature of any denomination, nor within the Vedas, any personality so far described other than Lord Krishna has ever declared that they are on this status or the category of Vishuddha Sattva. Krishna asserts this in Bhagavad Gita so many times. The first that Srila Prabhupada is speaking in the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, the janma karma cha me divyam evam vetyo tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti suarjan. If anyone who knows, come to the knowledge aspect of the divya tattva about his appearance and activities, that person will be liberated and he will never come back into the material world of repeated birth and death. So, knowing guarantees liberation. Knowledge of the absolute truth gives guarantee. But this parabhakti, which is being performed by developing not only knowledgeability but the activities which are called abhideya, being performed through the pure process, is very important. When one is allowed to actively participate in the intricate activities, that is called pure devotional service. And that will begin only after coming out from the bodily conception of life, or when we will never take birth again in the material miserable world with the body made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Material mind, intelligence and ego will never be attached. In that liberated condition, Krishna will send us. So it will be too difficult to know the personality who may be pure devotee or not for those who are encaged in the body. But nonetheless, the process is perfect. He will be able to know, and he will be able to progress further. Bhaktya mam abhijanati javanaschasmi tattvataha tattvato gyatva vishate tadantaram. Only by undivided devotional service, ananya bhakti, can I be known as I am, standing before you, Arjun, with my two-handed feature. Not only that you will be able to know me in truth, but you will be able to see me in truth face to face. Bhagavad Vidhi brings us face to face. Then spontaneous devotional service can allow us to enter into the intricate activities with Lord Krishna. So praveshtam cha parantapa, that realm is of Vishuddha Sattva. And here Lord Krishna is appearing on that level where the devotee also becomes of the same category of Vishuddha Sattva. Not only the devotee, anybody who is able to understand this process, they also become samyak vyavasthiti,
So even knowingly, unknowingly, if we commit any offense in that, even become a durachari at that level by the standard of material vision, but nonetheless, if he regains his situation, which is intrinsic, it applies only to the soul, not to the body. But Janak Maharaj was so much devoted intrinsically that he went back home, back to Godhead with self same body. So he was able to transform this material body into spiritual body. So a pure devotee is considered that he possesses pure body, not material body. Therefore, it must be respected to the utmost. He has no influence of karma. Therefore, he is not burnt. This body is not burnt. Anybody who is afflicted with the karma, they better get burnt. Their body get burnt. So anyway, this Vishuddha Sattva state is applicable at least to the soul. This is Krishna Tattva. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene no jai Krishna Tattva vitta sei guru ho. Anybody, Srila Prabhupada says in this introduction, anybody who knows this Krishna Tattva vitta, whether he is coming from Shudra or having a position of a sannyasi or a learned brahmana, forget it. Everybody can become guru. And therefore he gave a directive, especially to those who were born of India or Bharatvarsh or that Vedic descent. Or those who have accepted the Vedic philosophy as the summum bonum. They have an obligation. Jare dekhatare kaha Krishna upadesh, amare agya guru hana tare idesh. Deliver the whole land. These are so affirmative directives that is applied to anybody and everybody who is participating in the glorious Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It exposes the absolute truth as Krishna Tattva, which is unparalleled. Therefore, Lord Brahma is telling, Advaitam achyutam manadinam anantarupam adhyam purana purushau navayavanam cha vedesu sudurlabham. Adurlabham atma bhakto govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Sudurlabham and adurlabham. Sudurlabham means extremely difficult to be obtained. But one who is engaged in this pure devotional service, which is on the absolute platform, Vishuddha Sattva, it is easily available to him. Lord Krishna becomes easily available to him. Adurlabham Atma Bhakta. Only Atma Bhakta can take up pure devotional service. So, it does not negate that Atma Bhaktas will not come out from Sadhak Bhaktas. Sadhana Bhakti is a secure platform to become Atma Bhakta. So, we need to finish it up in 5 minutes. Okay. The author of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva, first offers his respectful obeisances unto the Param Satyam, Absolute Truth, And because the Param Satyam is the ultimate source of all energies, the Param Satyam is the Supreme Person. The gods or the controllers are undoubtedly persons, but the Param Satyam from whom the gods derives power of control is the Supreme Person. The Sanskrit word Ishvara or control conveys the import of God, but the Supreme Person is called Parameshwar or the Supreme Ishvara. The Supreme Person or Parameshwar is the Supreme Conscious Personality. And because he does not derive any power from any other source, he is supremely independent. In the Vedic literature, Brahma is described as the Supreme God or the head of all other gods like Indra, Chandra, Varuna. But the Srimad Bhagavatam confirms that even Brahma is not independent as far as his power and knowledge are concerned. He receives knowledge in the form of Vedas from the Supreme Person who resides within the heart of every living being. That Supreme Personality knows everything directly and indirectly. Individual infinitesimal persons who are parts and parcel of the Supreme Personality may know directly and indirectly everything about their bodies or external features, but the Supreme Personality knows everything about both his external and internal features. The word Janmadyasya in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, first verse, suggests that the source of all production, maintenance and destruction is the same Supreme Conscious Person. Even in our present experience, we can know that nothing is generated from inert matter. But inert matter can be generated from the living entity. For instance, by the contact with the living entity, the material body develops into working machine. Men with poor fund of knowledge mistake the bodily machinery to be the living being. But the fact is that the living being is the basis of the bodily machine. The bodily machine is useless as soon as the living spark is away from it. Similarly, the original source of all material energy is the Supreme Person. That fact is expressed in all Vedic literatures, and all exponents of the spiritual science have accepted this truth. The living force is called Brahman. And one of the greatest acharya teachers, namely Sripad Shankaracharya, has preached that Brahman is the substance where the cosmic world is category, means is the product of that Brahman. Brahman is said to be the conglomerate of all that has been produced by the Supreme Personality Godhead in his sarga, or the first creative principles. Brahma did visarga. He simply utilized what have been already produced in different combinations with the modes and gave shape. So that is visarga. And the second, third or tertiary or the fourth order of creation has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And man is doing his own creation by taking the same substances which has been created by even the demigods to manufacture a little TV or little car or whatnot. A little mosquito called helicopter. Yesterday it landed here in Vrindavan and brought Kripalu for the light show. Anyway, it is imperative that one learn Srimad Bhagavatam from person Bhagavatam. The person Bhagavatam is one whose very life is Srimad Bhagavatam in practice. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the absolute personality of Godhead, he is both Bhagwan and Bhagavatam in person and in sound. Therefore, his process of approaching Srimad Bhagavatam is practical for all people of the world. It was his wish that Srimad Bhagavatam be preached in every nook and corner of the world by those who happen to take their birth in India. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of Krishna.
the absolute personality of Godhead, of whom we have preliminary information from the text of Bhagavad Gita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that anyone, regardless of what he is, who is well versed in the science of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, can become an authorized preacher or preceptor in the science of Krishna. There is need for the science of Krishna in human society, for the good of all suffering humanity of the world, and we simply request the leaders of all nations to pick up this science of Krishna for their own good and for the good of the society and the good of all world's people. So then he is introducing the life and precept of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this is the import of Krishna Tattva. Srila Prabhupada simply says that we have to be conversant with the science of Krishna consciousness. Then we become qualified to preach in every town and village. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki? Anybody has any question? Yes, Prabhu. What is the secret?
Huh?
Success.
Oh.
Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the greatest boon to succeed in spiritual life. Nobody can compete. That is the secret. Thank you very much, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Bharat Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki.